Two Shabbos Chanukahs. You'd have two Haftaras. One Shabbos Chanukah is one Haftar from Zechariah. Yeshua Kohen HaGadol was the beginning of the Bais Sheni. So he has this Mara HaNevuah. Zechariah HaNavi has a Mara HaNevuah where he sees Yeshua Kohen HaGadol Lovish Begodim Tzoim. And in the Nevuah they say they're going to take off the Begodim Tzoim. They're going to put on clean clothing. What is that referring to? So the Medrash says that it's referring to the fact that his children were married to Noshim Nachrios. And because just like the Begodim are something separate from the body itself, so the children are something separate from Yeshua HaKohen Gadol. He himself was fine. But because his children were married to Noshim Nachrios, so that was an issue whether he's proper, he should function as a Kohen Gadol. So the Navi was told, it's going to be straightened out. The children are going to divorce their Noshim Nachrios. What is this all about? So Rav Soloveitchik explained to Shem Rav Chaim that perhaps the pshat is the following. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to be married. That's the opening Mishnah in Yuma, because the Pasuk says, V'chipa bada bad beis beis zuishta, that we had on the Rashi and the Yudim and beis. Because the Gemara says there in Yuma that the Kohen Gadol has to have Nisuan with his wife. If he only has everything, it's not good enough. So let's say the Kohen Gadol is married, so when the Kohen Gadol says the Vidui, he and his wife are the Bali HaKorban there. So there's a din, Zevach Hashem Tayeva. If a Mumer comes to bring a Korban to the Beis HaMikdash, we don't accept it. Even though if a non Jew who's Oibed Abed Zara brings the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, we would accept it. We wouldn't accept a chatas and a pesach and a osham, because it's not bar ben edim and adavah. But any korban that's bar ben edim and adavah, so that nochri can volunteer. So if a nochri is obed avad azar brings the korban l'shamayim telakei Yisrael, we would accept. But if it's a Jew who's a mumer, is worse. It's not mumer dina kakam. A mumer is worse than an obed avad azar obi. Gemara learns it out from a pasuk in chulin dafet that one is a mumer, you can't accept the korban from him. So here the Torah says, he and his wife are the Bali HaKorban on Yom Kippur for this, when he says the Vidui. So let's say the Kohen Gadol is married to a wife, Jewish girl, he's married, but she's a Mechal Shabbos Befehesia. She's a Ovid Avodah Zarah. So he can't do the Avodah on Yom Kippur because Zevach Hashem Te'eva, she's one of the Bali HaKorban. So what's the din if the Kohen Gadol has children who are Mumrim? So the Mishlam Melech, I think, raises the question, when you say Besezo Ishto, it only means Ishto or it means Bonim also? There's no din the Kohen Gadol has to have children. If the Kohen Gadol is married, even if he doesn't have any children, he can do the Avodah. But the question is, what if he does? What if he happens to have children? They say only the wife is included in the chippa bada bad beso. So no, you have to have beso, has to have nisun with a wife. If he has children, they're also included in beso. So when he says the vidui on Yom Kippur, they'll also be included in that vidui. The chippa bada goes on the vidui. So maybe if he has children and the children are mumrim dina ka'akum, so that maybe then he can't do the avodah on Yom Kippur. So that was the pshat over here. The problem was Yeshua Kohen HaGadol, he's a Kohen HaGadol, but he has children who are married to Nachrios. And then I say Nachrios is considered like a mumer, Dina Ka'akum. So he won't be able to do the Avodah when it comes Yom Kippur. So that's what the Malach tells Zechariah HaNavi, it'll be straightened out before Yom Kippur. They'll divorce their Noshim Nachrios, they'll do tshuva, they won't be mumer anymore, so Yeshua Kohen HaGadol will be kosher to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. This was based on, I think, the Mishlam Melech raises this discussion, I think. I forgot already what. By the Eved Nirtze, he said, Hafti as Adoni as Ishtavi as Bonai, lo Eitzei Chofshi. What's it got to do over there? I don't remember. But I think Mishlam Melech raises the question, whether Bonim are included, Chippa Bada Be'ad Beso, does a Beso is Ishta only, or Ishta is the minimum? But if he has children from the wife, then the children are also included in the basin.
Even if children are beso, it would be even banim gedolim or dafka banim katanim. Makes sense to say that someone is a gadol and having known
interesting question. I don't know. The Mishnah Minchas Chinuch has such a discussion that the father's mechuyev and milas abein is that only when the kid is a katan or even after the kid becomes bar mitzvah. The child is not mechuyev and milas atzmo. So maybe since he's on his phone, on his own, so the father is no longer like Yisaymi b'chayavia. So maybe once the children are bar mitzvah, they're not the reshus of the fathers. Well, Soloveitchik said, Rav Chaim, he assumed that even on older children who were married, it would also pose a problem. So he was told, Hasir Abgadim Hatzai Me'Allah means that the children will divorce. I think Rashi on the Pasuk quotes that Medrash.
When the Kohen brings a korban on behalf of all of Klai Yisrael, or when we have a korban Tzibor, we don't assume that the Mumarim and Klai Yisrael pass on that korban.
No.
So why should they pass on the Kohen girl's personal korban for his wife?
I think when you bring a korban for the Tzibor, so Tzibor is not considered a shutfis, me, you, and him, 10 million Jews. It's not the same. Chal Hashem Tzibor. But if you say, B'chipa, a korban yachid is me, so if I'm a Mumar, it's no good. And Bada Be'adeso, so the wife is a person, and the children are people. But when it's a korban tzibah on behalf of the whole tzibah, so it's, the tzibah is not called a Russian. Rashi Achumish has on Parshas Koirach. Moshe Rabbeinu was so upset, so he asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, Atefen al Mechasam. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, I think, Atefen al Mechasam means, When we bring the tamid shal shachat tamid shabein abayim every day, bring mechasim in his game, he bring a mincha, so a little bit of the mincha that's from karech v'adasa shouldn't burn. Al teifin al mechasim. So that's a little funny. What do you mean? Korban tziba is not a shutfis. So the chelik that belongs to the meshumet shouldn't burn on the mizbeach. There is no such thing. That's an agarata. We assume that Rashi. That's an agarata.
Which
wants to know why not why everyone's not fast every day
because make reading
you have to
fast on
a day we bring a korban,
we bring korban,
and everyone brings a korban. Tamid every day.
I mean, Yishabi
also
b'asiyas
malacha. Think Yishami has it's fasting. Fasting? Why well, should be a yontif? Bigger than they reject that. They reject the korban. Yishami rejects because of the asafta d'ganecha b'sirach chavitzerach. You're allowed to do malacha. No, when a person brings a korban, it's a yontif. So should be yosef b'malacha. Should be a mitzvah to eat. No, it should be a mitzvah to eat.
Doesn't that
have the same assumption? So the answer is given that it's not so. The answer is given that it's not so. Yeah. The Korban Tzibur. Tzibur is not a collection of people. Tzibur is no Chal Hashem Tzibur. Then the Pasuk says, V'gam tishmaras chatzeiroi. It's the responsibility of Yoshua HaKohen HaGadol to supervise everything, all the karbonos that are brought in the Beis HaMikdosh. Gam tishmaras chatzeiroi. The Rambam has a chiddush that it's a big machlokes in Tosfos in Menachos, and it's machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. When the Kohen Hedyot finishes an avodah, the Kohen Hed has to wear big dekuna. So the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot had shatnas in it. So the Rambam's opinion is that the Kohen Hedyot has to remove the avnet immediately after he finishes doing hakrovas hakarbonis, because the hetter to wear shatnas is only b'shas avodah. There's no mitzvah to wear the big dekuna, so therefore it'll be an isa kilai. And the rabbi disagrees. The rabbi holds not big dekuna were exempted from the prohibition of kilai. So the Rambam only says it by kain hedyot. It never says it by kain gadol. Kain gadol has a few begadim that have shatnas, and it's pretty clear in the Rambam that it's only by kain hedyot. The rabbi raises that issue. Why is the Rambam only worried about kain gadol? Why is he only worried about the avnet of the kain hedyot? Why isn't he worried about the big dekuna of the Kohen Gadol that are full of shatnas? So the Nosik Kelim on the side of the Rambam. The Radvaz, I think, says, now you see from the Rambam, Kohen Gadol is not a problem. Why is that? So it would appear, the Beis Halevi has a different, slightly different explanation. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, the Rambam, you see that the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to wear big dekuna all day long. The Kohen Hedyot only has a mitzvah to wear big dekuna b'shas avodah. It's not a separate mitzvah. That's a question. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs lists off one of the Tariag Mitzvahs is that Kohanim have to wear big dekuna when they do Avodah. And he says, and there are three kinds of big dekuna, Kohen Hedyot, Where's Big Dekuna? See Mitzvah Gimel. The Kohanim should wear Big Dekuna when they do Hakrobas Hakrobonis. And he says that there are three types. The Kohen Hedyot has one uniform, Kohen Gadol has another uniform, Shemayna Begadim, and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has Big Day Boots, Big Day Loaf, three. So the Ramban over there writes that if you hold like the Rambam, should really have been listed as three different mitzvahs. Because there are three different sets of begadim. Kohen Hedyot all year long, Davar begadim, Kohen Gadol all year long, and the Big Day Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. But he says he thinks that maybe more correct is the Alochas Gedolos that didn't count it at all. Because the Bahag apparently thinks that it's only a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a Chelek Mechelke HaMitzvah. It's a Prat in the mitzvah of HaKrovus HaKabonis. The Rambam said it's a mitzvah. The Kohanim should be marked with the Korban Oilah, they should be marked with the Korban Chatas, they should be marked with the Korban Oshem, and so on. They should be marked with all the Korbanos. So this is one of the dinim. Whenever you want to be marked with Korbanos, you have to be wearing Big Day Kuna. So the Rambam thinks that it's an independent mitzvah. So the Rav Soloveitchik thought the independent mitzvah, that's only the Kohen Gadol. Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash that it's quoted by Sefarto Shal HaKohen Gadol that he should be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long wearing the Big Day Kuna Gedolah. So it's a mitzvah to wear the Big Day Kuna Gedolah all day long. So that's why it's mutter to wear Shabbos. By the Kohen Hedyot, the Rambam holds it's only, he's only supposed to wear the Big Day Kuna B'Shas Avodah. It's like that's a Hechsher mitzvah. The Rambam here counts as a separate mitzvah to wear Big Day Kuna, and he says all three, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, and Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. But from the way the Rambam seems to say by the Shatna story, it would appear that he thinks the independent mitzvah wearing Big Day Kuna as a mitzvah for Hakrabas HaKabonis. As an independent mitzvah, that's only Kohen Gadol, because that's the responsibility of the Kohen Gadol. Vato tishmor es chatzeira. He's supposed to supervise, what does that mean? He's supposed to supervise Hakrabas Kol HaKabonis. So that's why he's supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long with the Big Kohen Hedyot. He really doesn't have an independent mitzvah to wear Big Kohen. It's only a Hechsher mitzvah. Not mashma so in the Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. But that's l'chor from the story for the Shatnas, you see like that. When Amikdash Lo Yetze doesn't mean that. It means a different thing, that the Kohen Gadol who's in Avelus, Kohen Gadol is Makriv Oinen, Ve'en Oichel Oinen. Another Kohen, when he's in Oinen, is not allowed to be makriv karbanis. The Kohen Gadol is a mikdash liyetzer, but lo yichal is mikdash alakov. If he will not leave, he won't pass on the karbanis. And then the Rambam says it's an isa for the Kohen Gadol to leave. The Kohen Gadol is not an isa every day. It means if the Kohen Gadol's got to leave because of aninus, if he's in the middle of an avodah, he's not allowed to leave. Kohen Hedyot also in the middle of an avodah is not allowed to leave. But if it becomes anointed, then he has to leave. But the Kohen Gadol, even if it becomes annoying, then there's not allowed to leave in the middle of any given avodah. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik told us over in one of the Tshuvas Svarim, I think that was written in Saloniki, I forgot which one it is already, they have a shaila, is it permissible to use a pasuk in Tanakh as a melitza, which is not kefi pshuto shel mikra. I remember once Sukkot was on a Sunday night, so one of the Moichre Israel, the Moichre's farm used to sell the Dalet Minim. Maybe they still do, I don't know. So one of the Moichre's farm put an advertisement in the newspaper, L'kachtom l'chem b'yam harishon, everybody should buy on Sunday. Come on Sunday and buy, they're going to be reduced prices on Sunday. So people, yeshiva guy said, apikursus. That it doesn't mean you come on Sunday. So the shayla, the guy didn't mean that. That's pshat. He meant as a melitza. So that's a shayla. One of the achrayim, you're allowed to use a pasuk in Tanakh as a melitza, not according to the pshuto shel mikra. So the one who wrote this shayla quotes in Ma'aseh Shehoya that the Mari Abuav was once walking with a group of, they were mountain climbing with a group of talmidim, and then they were a little tired, so they figured they're going to have a break for 10 minutes, going to sit on a gigantic boulder. So the Mari Abuav with three talmidim sat. There was enough room for four people to sit, and the others were sitting on a different boulder. So the Mari Abuav was blind on one eye. So one of the Talmidim asked permission to say a joke. So the Rebbe said, okay. So he said, Alev ben Achas, Shiv. What does it say? Alev ben Achas, Shiva Einoi. I see seven eyes on one big boulder. Because the three Talmidim had two eyes each. And Maria Abuav is blind on one eye, so he only had one eye. So Maria Abuav said, good. He liked the line. Alev ben Achas, Shiva Einoi. So that's what this tshuva writes. You see, it's permissible to use a pasuk as a melitza, even though it's clearly not the emes of pshat in the pasuk.
What would be yisurim?
Nigal panim atorah shaloi kaloche, saying apikursus, false pshat in the pasuk. But everybody knows it's just a melitza, so that's not a problem.
But if not everybody knows,
then you have to explain to them. But they won't get the pun. That's it. People didn't always, when Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say a pun, they didn't always get the pun. They didn't know the Gemara, they didn't know the Psukim, so they thought he was saying Benichusa. A lot of times he was speaking with a pun.
What
that's not what it means. Oh, it's talking about what it's are.
Yeah.
Oy vey. I don't know. Okay, so it's also the same thing. People don't even know.
Right.
People don't know.
Before you sing the song, you explain the old Russian.
You ought to explain it. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Or nowadays, we use the song by Shemshon.
And then there's the pshat on the closing pasuk. I started to say last night, I didn't say the whole pshat from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Lo b'chai v'lo b'chai kim beruchi amar Hashem tzlokos. It's a very unclear pasuk. So Rav Chaim thought that the pasuk is saying what the Rambam writes, that the reason why kedusha v'shoina v'eretz Yisrael was lo kitcha losi lovai, because the kedusha was created by the kibush. The kibush v'chiluk, the chalukah was the gemara of the kibush. So once the kibush was undone, because the Babylonian armies conquered Eretzol, took Eretzol away from the Jewish people, so that terminated the kedusha. But the kedusha shnia was lo b'chal v'lo b'chach. It wasn't based on kibush, but rather kim beruchi, kibush baruch was mashon shchinasa there. The Rambam says kedusha shnia of Eretzol was based on chazake, whatever that means, but it means something other than kibush. Chazake means the Jews moved in. So therefore, that wasn't terminated at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Kedushas Haaretz was not terminated. So what does it have to do over here? So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik can explain what the whole Haftarah is all about. That the Shnayim Zaysim in the next Perek in Zechariah, this is Perek Beis, next Perek in Zechariah, the Malach who's showing the Nebuah to Zechariah Navi explains to him that the two olive trees represent the Shnei B'nei HaYitzar Ha'omdim Lefnei Hashem, represent the two individuals who have Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. That's the Melech from the Malchus Beis David and the Kohen Gadol who needs Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. So that's represented by the two olive trees, and the olives fall down by themselves and they fall into a contraption. Contraption squeezes them out, everything happens automatically. And then all of the olive oil is flowing into the seven kanim in the menorah, and there are seven streams of oil flowing into each one of the seven cups of the menorah. There are 49 streams. So this represents a golden menorah. This represents the golden era of Beis HaMikdash. Everything just goes v'gishmir. Everything just goes automatically. Wonderful period of Beis HaMikdash. So the Navi says to the Malach HaDoivabot that it doesn't correspond to reality, that the Bayis Sheni period was full of machloikas from the beginning to the end. They always had trouble from the apikursim, from the minim, from the tzdukim, and nothing happened by itself. Everything was with mochamas and machloikas, and there was no kohen gadol mashiach b'shem and amishcha. There were going as Yoshia HaMelech was going as the shem and amishcha at the end of the Bayis Rishon period, and nobody had. They had the kind of gadolim, had the merubah b'gadim, and there was no melech and the malchus Beis David at all. If you have a melech not from the Malchus Beis David, so you do Mashiach B'Shem and Afar Simon. B'Shem and Zayas, Shem and Zayas, the Shem and Amishcha, that's only from the Malchus Beis David. So there was no Malchus Beis David by Shem. It was just the Chashmonoi. They were not from Shevet Yehuda. That's what the Navi is asking the Malach. It doesn't correspond to reality. So that's what he answers him. No, I'm not sharing with the Bais Shem. I'm sharing with the Bais Shlishi. So what has it got to do? They're building the Bais Sheni, and everybody is disappointed that how does it compare to the Bais Rishon? The old timers are crying. So they tell the Navi, no, it's okay. It's going to turn out to be wonderful. That you're showing me an image of the Bais Shlishi. What does that have to do with the Bais Sheni? So that's what he says. No, the Bais Shlishi is going to be a Hemshech of the Bais Sheni. Unlike Bais Sheni was not a Hemshech of the Bais Rishon. When the Bais Rishon was destroyed, it was Oru Oru Ad HaYisaybo. The Sheni was not a Hemshech of the Bais Rishon. And if there would be, the Pasuk in Yecheskel says that if there would be a Kohen who did Avodah in the Bais Rishon, the din is that a Kohen has to bring a Minchas Chinuch before the first time that he does HaKrovus HaKarbonus. And if he doesn't do the Minchas Chinuch and he does the HaKarbonus without it, so there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, two Girsas in the Torah's Kohanim, whether the Avodah is kosher or not, b'dieved. It depends on the two Girsas in the Torah's Kohanim. So what's that? Let's say there would be a Kohen who already brought his Minchas Chinuch in the Bais Rishon, and now he's 90 years old. And he was 20 years old when he brought, let's say he's 85 years old, 90 years old, and he lived through the whole 7 years of Golus Bavel. He wants to do Avodah in the Bais Sheni. Does he need a new Minchas Chinuch? So the Gemara quotes a Pasuk. The Gemara in Eilu Megalchin and Moedkach quotes a Pasuk from Yecheskel. Yes, he needs a new Minchas Chinuch, even though he brought in Bais Rishon. But if there would be a Hechidimtza, some Kohen brought a Minchas Chinuch in the Bais Sheni, and he's still alive 2,000 years later, and he wants to do Avodah in the Bais HaShlishi, he won't be alive. But if he's be such a Echidimtza, he will not need a new Minchas Chinuch, because the Bais HaShlishi is really Hemshech of the Bais HaSheni. Why should it be different? Why is Bais Sheni not a Hemshech of Bais Rishon? So that's the answer, because Lo B'chai V'lo B'chai Kim B'ruchi Amar Hashem Tzvokas, because the Kedusha B'shayin of Eretz Yisrael was based on Kibush. At the end of the Churban Bais Rishon, the Kibush was undone, so you start a whole history starts all over again. But the Bais Sheni, the Kedusha, was not based in Kibush. It wasn't Lev B'chai V'lo B'chai Kim B'ruchi. So at the end of the Bais Sheni period, the Kedusha Soretz was not Batla. So the Bais HaShlishi will be a Hemshech of the Bais HaSheni.
In terms of the Beis HaMikdash, then Shlomo's Kiddush was forever.
Right, that's what they ask on Rav Chai. That the Rambam writes that Kedusha HaMikdash was Kiddush Lotzi Lover. This difference between Kedusha Vishani, Kedusha Shniya, the Rambam thinks it's only vis-a-vis Kedusha Sa'aretz. But Kedusha Sa'migdash, but the Bais Rishon was Kitchel Lossi Lom. So why should that appease the Bnei Yisrael? He tell him, we're showing you a vision, we're showing you an image of the Bais HaShlishi. The Bais HaShlishi is a Hemshech of the Bais HaSheni. So the Sheni should be a Hemshech of the Bais Rishon also. Why do you? I don't know. So that's what they quote B'Shem Rav Chaim, and that's the Kasha that they quote also. Yep. The Bali Musa like to quote the pasuk in the Haftarah when Asati Lecha Malchim Bein Ha'amdim Ha'elam. People usually mispronounce it Mehalchim. The Patach is under the Mem. Asati Lecha Malchim Bein Ha'amdim. The same as Mehalchim, means the same thing. What does it mean? So that's what the Bali Musa say. Malachim are called Serafim Omdimi Malo. Malachim stay on the same Madrega. Wherever the Baal Shalom creates a Malach, he stays on the same Madrega. Human beings are always Mahalchim. Either they're advancing or they're regressing. If you don't advance, then you're going to regret. That's the Klal from the Bali Musa. You always have to steig. You always have to move forward. If you're not going to improve yourself, then you're going to regress. So that's what the Malach is instructed, that's what the Novi is instructed. You see a lot of malachim here, the malachim are omdim, but human beings are going to be malachim. They should go from one level to the other level. This week is Parshas Miketz. So Parshas Miketz, the Gemara has in the third Perek in Tzuvos, Perek Elanai, the Gemara has long discussions of Kom Lei B'Dirabni. So there's a machlokes satanim. Rabbi Nachunya ben Akana is quoted in the Mishnah saying, "Hoyosis Yom Kippurim ki Shabbos. On Yom Kippur there's no misa. On Shabbos the Mishnah says, 'Serve kedusha shel chaver b'Shabbos is potter from pain because kom lebi d'rabbinei.' And even if he served kedusha shel chaver b'zman hazeh, nobody's getting the death penalty. There's no Sanhedrin, no Smicha, there's no Hasra, no Edom Hasra. But that's Tana de Bechizkiya, that even if you don't actually get Papa Mamish Danish Misa, you still say Kam Levi Derabine. So we say that that's one kind of Kam Levi Derabine. Then another two kinds. That if the person is Chayv Malkus, that Patas from Mammon. And if he's Chayv Misa in Malkus, so the Misa also Patas from the Malkus. Three kinds. Misa Patas from Mammon, Misa Patas from Malkus, and Malkus Patas from Mammon. But the Tana de Bechizkiya, there's a machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish there in the third parak in Ksubas and other mesichtes. There's machlekes we pass on like Rabbi Yechon. Tana de Bechizkiya, that even if you don't actually get the Oynish HaChomor, you still say Kam Levi Derabin Ed Lechelakta Min Shogit Lemezid. That's only that Misa Patas from Mammon. But Malkus Patas from Mammon, that's only the Mezid if he actually gets the Malkus. But Poel Mamish, if he doesn't get the Malkus, then we follow Rabbi Yechon's shita that you don't say Kam Levi Derabin Ed. So the Gemara quotes from Chunim Berakane, Hoyoy says Yom Kippurim Kishabis. That on Yom Kippur this Kores, from the Chunim Berakane holds that just like Misa Patas from Mammon, so Kores also Patas from Mammon. We don't pass like him. So the Gemara has Machlek has Abai Verov in Elonaris within Rav Nechunyi Ben Akane that Koris Patas from Mammon the same way Misa Patas, and even if he did it B'Shegek, also you say Tana de Bechizkiya. What would he say by Misa B'Dei Shamayim? Misa B'Dei Shamayim is not as Chomer as Koris. That's how the Babli says, the Liestaf in Elon Begalkot, Liestaf in Moikot, and says that Koris means the person is going to die at 50. Misa B'Dei Shamayim means he's going to die at 60. So Koris is considered more Chomer. Avner Miloin quotes a Yerushalmi that says Fakir that Misa B'Dei Shemayim is more Chomer than Koris. That Misa B'Dei Shemayim he died 50 and Koris he died 60. But the Bavli says like this. So the Bavli.
Doesn't the Gemara close to Gerson and Brachos? Someone in the Gemara there flips the Gerson and matches the Yerushalmi, I think.
Flips the Gerson in the Yerushalmi?
In Bavli, to match the Yerushalmi.
Oh, yeah? I don't know. That's going to be problematic because the Gemara has a Machlokes Habayi V'Rava. Within Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Hayoy says Yom Kippurim Kishabbos, because Yom Kippur is Kares. So what would Rav Nechunya ben Akana say regarding Misa B'Dei Shamayim? So the Pashto says that Kares is Mocham and then Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So maybe he shouldn't. Maybe his opinion should not apply to Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So that's Machlekes Abai V'Ro. So we don't pass on like the whole Rav Nechunya ben Akana, so the whole issue is irrelevant for us. So the opinion in the Gemara that within Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Misa B'Dei Shemayim is also like Kares, so that's based on Gzeira Shava Osan Osan. Where does the Pasuk tell you in Mishpatim about Kam Levi Derabine? So the Pasuk is by Ki Notzma Anoshim Nokri Yishar B'Yotzu Yoladeho. So you have to pay the Mebalodas Kashi Yoshra Sol Bal Ha'isha Ben Osan Leflilim. So that says Im Lo Ye Osan, if you didn't kill a woman. And Osan Ye, if they killed a woman, then it's Kam Levi Derabine, then Min Asatan Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. And you don't pay the Mebalah, this because of Kam Levi Derabine. So the word Osan appears in the context of Kam Levi Derabine, in the parasha of Kam Levi Derabine. Here in today's Sedra, the word Osan appears in connection with Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Yaakov Avinu is afraid to let Binyamin go to Egypt because V'Karahu Osan. An accident can happen. Accident can happen in the house also. Why can an accident only happen on the way? So that's what the Gemara says. Kol adroch mecheska sakana. Vastot mekatri b'shas ha-sakana. If the person is in a situation when you're going on a highway, so the derech is always b'cheska sakana. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That's why they introduced tefillah sa-derech. Because kol adroch mecheska sakana. So that's tefillah b'yeis tzorah. If the person senses that there's a sakana. Let's say the guy drives every day. He commutes every day from Teaneck to New York and he can practically drive the car when asleep. He doesn't have to pay attention at all. He doesn't have any sense at all that there's any sakana. So the din is that you don't go bus arrive, even if it's a small miut, it's also considered sakana stafashas and it's dechel Shabbos, but that's only if people are concerned about it. We say Shemir Psoim Hashem. Shemir Psoim Hashem means if dosha be rabim, everybody does it, no one's concerned, no one's nervous at all. So then it's not called the suffix sakana. So that's a Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's relevant to Tefillah Saderech. Tefillah Saderech was instituted as a Tefillah B'yeis Tzor because Kol Adroch Mecheska Sakana, even though it's not 50-50, half the people that go on the highways get killed, half the people get into an accident, not half the people. Even though it's way less than half, But still, it's considered a sofik sakan because lahocha b'pikuach nefash is aharare. But that's only by nedvar mamurim. If the people who are traveling are a little bit nervous about the travel, but if they're not nervous at all, then the Gemara applies the pasuk of Hashem epsayim Hashem. So the Gemara learns this every Shabbat asan asan. That over here it says v'karo asan. Asan means that Yaakov Avinu is afraid that Binyamin will be punished because of an avera that he did. Asat mekatrik b'shas hasakana. The Gemara understands doesn't mean asan an accident will happen. Accidents can happen in the house also. No, karosan means he may be killed by the satan because of an avera that he did. That's what he was concerned about, and he may deserve a misa b'day shamayim. So the misa b'day shamayim may occur asat mekatrik b'shas hasakana when we'll be traveling on the highway. So you have the Gezerah Shava in Lo Yosin and Masan Yeh, that's talking about Kamba with the Rabbi. And here it says also by Misa B'dei Shamayim. So you see that Misa B'dei Shamayim also makes Kamba with the Rabbi. So this is interesting. Yaakov Avinu was afraid by Karo Asin that Binyamin may be punished with Misa B'dei Shamayim. So then how did he finally agree to let Binyamin go? Because Yehuda says, Anoch Erevenu, I'll be an Orif. So what do you mean, I'll be an Orif for what? So the Gemara learns that from this parsha, the last sugya, the very end of Bava Basra, the Mishnahs talk about the dinam of Orev. Orev is a cosigner. If I want to borrow money for the bank, so I don't make so much money, so they may not want to lend me. So if a wealthy Bava Basra is going to do the cosigner, so if I don't pay, he'll pay, so then they'll lend me the money. So an Orev is one who backs up the other person. So the Gemara learns that from here, Anochi Arben, you see that there's an institution of Orev. That's what it means over here. What do you mean? Anoch Arbenu means a din of Orev. So the Netziv says apparently the Gemara understood that Yehuda was volunteering that if the Satan comes to take the life of Binyamin because of an aver that he did for which he deserves Misa B'dei Shamayim, so Yehuda says, Anoch Arbenu, I'll let him take my life instead. I'll volunteer my life instead. And that's what he did. When Yosef wanted to put Binyamin in prison, the last pasuk in the parsha, in Parsha's Mikates, so Yehuda says no. He says, I promised the father I'll be an Orif. So whatever punishment is magia to Binyamin, I promised the father that I'll substitute. It's very strange. Why should that help from Misa B'dei Shamayim? but that's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara understood that the Parsha is talking about Orev. Usually, the din is that the Malba comes to the Loiva to collect first. Then if the Loiva doesn't have money to pay, then he has a right to go to the Orev. But then he goes to an Orev Tchila. You have the right to go to the Orev first. You're first supposed to go to the Loiva. So here, if this would be a normal Orev, Anochi Avenu, what do you mean? The Satan's going to come to punish Binyamin with a death penalty, Misa B'dei Shamayim, for some aver that Binyamin did. So if he won't succeed in killing Binyamin, then Yehuda says, I'll let him kill me. So what's that going to help? The Malach, the Satan may succeed in killing Binyamin, so the father's not going to have his son Binyamin. So Yehuda is volunteering to be a different kind of an Orev. So there are two other kinds. There's one Orev, an Orev Stam, and Gedmin Orev Tchila. You're supposed to first try to collect from the Loiv, and if the Loiv can't pay, then you collect from the Orev. Then there's another kind of an Orev, Orev Kablon. Orev Kablon co-signs, he says, to the Malva, when it comes time to pay, you can either collect from the Loiv or from me, whichever one you want. So that's also not going to satisfy the father. The father wants to get his son back. So if you're just volunteering to be an Orev Stam, or to be an Orev Kablon, so the Satan may come to take Binyamin's life. So there's a third kind of man that's called an Orev Shlov Dots. The Orev means, I say, lend him $1,000, and when it comes time to pay, don't bother him at all. Only come to me. You have no right to bother him. So that's what Yehuda is volunteering over here. So the Girsas Hagoinim in the Gemara, but the Gemara says, why not learn that Orev from this parsha? The Gemara says, no, this is an Orev Shlov Dots over here. He's volunteering that he's going to be, that the Satan should not collect the life from Binyamin at all, should only take my life. Who says that Min HaShamayim they're going to agree to this? That's the Girsas HaGoyim in the Gemara. How can you learn that Orev from Yehuda? The father is only accepting Yehuda's Arvus if he's accepting Orif Shlov Dots, how can you learn from here that there's such an institution of Orif Stam or Orif Kaplan? Yeah?
Doesn't the Gemara Shabbos say that Binyamin didn't sin? So, like, what would the.
They didn't know. The father didn't know. The father's afraid. Pen Yikrenu Osan. Maybe he sinned. And maybe he'll deserve some Nisa B'day Shammai. So the Gemara rejects this pasuk. The Gemara says, no, the Mokah for Orev is in Mishle. Binyam Marapta the Reachot, the Kaita the Zakapech, the Kashta Bimei Picha. So, in the beginning of Mishle, bearing base, I think. It's not a smart thing to be an Orif to anybody else, because they may collect from you and you'll be out all of that money. But it's a whole new understanding of what the Parsha means. Anochi Yarvena really means an Orif for the Misa B'dei Shammai. It's a whole different pshat. Probably also. That's also covered with. We haven't heard so many people lose their lives because they sleep alone in an apartment. So, Mustafa, if a person is not nervous about it, it's also. That's covered with Sharmer Psaim Hashem. Whenever the suffix Sakan is way less, nowhere near 50-50,
okay,
nowhere near 50-50. So then we say that Sharmer Psaim Hashem, if the person is involved, not nervous, then it's not considered a suffix Sakan. A person is not allowed to put himself into a sakana of even a hezek, even, not only sakana nefoshes. But even if it is a sakana nefoshes, if the person is nowhere near 50-50, he's not nervous about it, then it's not considered suffix sakana nefoshes. That's Rav Chaim Moshe has the tshuva. He quotes many poskim who say that that's pshat in the Gemara, in the first parak in Yevamos, when they quote, and later in Yevamos, when they quote that posik, Shem Epsoim Hashem means if the suffix sakana is nowhere near 50-50, then if the person is not nervous, then it's not called the suffix sakana. Moshe has a tshuva, he says that's not pshat. But that's the classical pshat that all Moshe says it doesn't make sense to distinguish between whether the suffix sakana is close to 50-50 or not. But all the classical posts are said like that. Moshe has a long complicated tshuva about birth control. Gemara talks about this in the context of birth control. If the woman's life would be sakana if she would have a pregnancy, and she allowed to practice birth control. So Moshe rejects that pshat. That's how all the classical posts can learn like that. Rav Moshe comes up with a chumra. The chumra on the topic, yeah.
He came up from there also the Josi section, right? He says it's a special prophet, a special
inducing labor. If I can have a chiddush, then induced labor is also called a yotzidayf. That opinion has not been accepted either. Okay. Yeah, when I was a little boy, they used to ask this riddle that the archaeologists were digging near the Nile River and they found the bones of 7 cows, and they were asking the children, do you think it's the bones of the 7 fat cows or the bones of the 7 skinny cows? So the bright kid said, because the bones of the skinny cows swallowed up the fat cows. And the correct answer is that the whole thing was a chalom. It doesn't correspond to anything. It's a mistake. They couldn't have found the bones from the 7 fat cows or the skinny cows. The whole thing was a dream. So there are certain things that we know never happened. There never were the fat cows and the skinny cows. The whole thing was a dream. The other things that we know that did happen, there was the Ribbono Shel Olam was there, Avraham Avinu, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and Moshe Rabbeinu. These were real people. There are other things that are not so sure. The Rambam interprets that when Yanke was fighting with the Malach and he broke his leg, and we have the prohibition of Yidah Nosha, so the Rambam says the whole thing was a dream. The whole thing was a dream. It didn't really happen. So the Ramban Chumash says, quotes the Mar in the book, what do you mean it's a dream? So how can he was limping in the morning? If the Malach didn't really fight with him, it was just a dream. So the Ritva has a whole sefer on Chumash where he comes to defend Mar in the book. So he says, sometimes there's a psychosomatic sickness. A person had a dream, so he's limping because he thinks the Malach broke his leg. But the whole story never happened. That's how he defends the Rambam. Then the Rambam also says that the Osan of Bilam, there was no Osan and never spoke. The whole thing was a Mara Hanavua. The Mishnah says Piha Osan is one of the things that was created there, Shabbashesh and Aperations, together with all the Nisim. So the Rambam holds that that's one opinion. He thinks that this whole thing never happened. Anyway, when you learn Tanakh, we know that there were some things that never happened, some things that for sure happened, and other things we're not so sure, like the Osan of Bilam, where they really spoke, and the Malach breaking Yaakov Avinu's leg. So that's a question. Some say that it was a Mara Hanavua. Yeah.
That it really happened?
Machlekes, yeah. Yeah, the Gemara has a machlekes about that. Whether that really happened, that was only on Maran Avuah, right? That is correct. Same thing, just like here, you have a machlekes over Shainim, so there you have a machlekes in the Gemara. The Gemara has a tradition that it was on Rosh Hashanah that Yosef was freed from the prison. So the Mefarshim Abada B'Dekashet says, "Vaygalach Vaychalev Simulay Sof." He took a haircut when he was in prison. He looked like a slob. So he took a haircut to cover the mouth. So the Yeskif Kim Rav Amina Kala Tarku Vachulai Nitno. So Mustama the Shvatim also kept it. So as he taken a haircut on Rosh Hashanah. So the Chasam Sefer they have a collection of drushes from the Chasam Sefer that was written by Talmidim, I think. So they have on this pasuk they quote that Kvod Hamelech is a real din, and Kim Rav Amina Kala Tarku Vachulai Nitno. That's Amidas Chasidus. What do you do when you have a conflict between a real din and a midas chassidus? They say you have to observe the real din. So if the din requires minatorah, mikra din, you're not mechuyev to observe Rosh Hashanah. It's kodem matan tor. He's going to volunteer to observe Rosh Hashanah. He's going to come to the king like a slap. You're not allowed to do that. That's a real din. You have to have kvod hamelech. So whenever there's a conflict, you have to observe the real din. A lot of people get so hung up on midas chassidus. So the midas chassidus overtakes the real dinim. They violate real dinim because they're so busy observing midas chassidus. Everything has to be in proper proportion.
What do you mean by real din? A real din within the mitzvah law, a real din?
And from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Nerach, what there's a law of dinim. And part of dinim is you have to have respect for the government, for the law.
How does it manifest itself nowadays?
That when the president of the United States comes, you have to stand up out of respect. You shouldn't sit down when they sing the national anthem or something like that. You have to show kvod hamalchus. You have to say the tefillah of Shlomo Hamdina.
And so, let's say walking out of shul for a hiratzon for the medina, the government, the president specific, would that be a violation of kvod hamalchus?
I would think that it is. We should pray for the well-being of the president of the United States. He should be chayes b'tshuva.
It's more to look at other points that the quote of the United States is higher than Kvod Shemayim.
Well, you're walking out in the middle of davening, not in protest with something that they're saying. But if you walk out, you're marching out at a protest. So that's not right.
What about standing or sitting? A lot of people just stand. They stand up for all the missionaries and all the others.
Okay.
Is everyone standing here?
If you're sitting at a protest, that's not right. Shouldn't protest.
You can't sit on a protest that everyone's standing in order to believe.
Correct. I think so.
Why is this the reason why there's a minute for this stand for Misha Be'eras?
Don't know. Don't know why.
I think it started with these Misha Be'eras out of Kabbalah. I think it started with these Misha Be'eras just out of Kabbalah.
Only for these Misha Be'eras.
I think it started. Now everyone thinks every Misha Be'eras.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Spanish Portuguese synagogue when America was still ruled by the King of England, they would stand for the Misha Be'erachs. But when after Comas and Medina, when they have a president, now they sit to show that the King of England has the national Ben Malchus, but the president doesn't.
Nice. Okay. Very nice. The Malbim points out something very interesting. That when Paro told the Chalomim to the Chartumim, they posed us to the Pharaoh, so they were interpreting, Rashi quotes part of it, they were interpreting the two Chalomim were two different things. This was on one thing, this was on a different thing. And then Yosef comes and he says, no, Chalom Parechadu, it's all the same thing. Sometimes in learning, people are so hung up that they think they have to say Briska Torah, they have to split everything in here, everything has to be Tzvei Dinim. Sometimes it's Tzvei Dinim, sometimes Chalom Parechadu, sometimes it's all the same. When you learn, you have to know which Dinim. A lot of times the Gemara uses the exact same Lashon in two different Dafim, and it means two different things. A lot of times the Gemara uses a totally different Lashon, totally different expression, and it's exactly the same thing. So the Baal HaMor points that out in the Sefer HaTzovah. You have to know, you have to have a feel for learning. That's what the Derech and learning means. They try to figure out which Dinim are connected and which Dinim are not connected. So that's what Yosef tells Parah, they're not two different chalomis. It's all the same chalom. Rali Shanos HaChalom, why was it repeated? It's all the chalom. So he says, because Imar HaLikim LaSosop, the Baruch Shalom is going to hasten it. It's going to happen very soon. All the Mephoshim ask, why did Yosef was brought in to interpret the dream? Then he starts giving a pitch. He says, you should appoint someone who's intelligent and he'll run the country. That wasn't part of the interpretation of the dream. So why did he tell him that? I mean, he was a smart cookie. He got himself the position to be the prime minister of the country. But it's a little strange. Why did he interpret that? So Shlomo Levilna has in the beginning of his Sefer Binyan Shlomo, which is really an Orech Chaim. So he has Oris and Chumash and Rashi from his father. Then he has the Oris and Chumash and Rashi out of his own, and sometimes from his brother. So he quotes from the father an interesting interpretation. How come the Chartumim couldn't figure out the right pshat? They were intelligent, they knew how to interpret dreams. So he says, this dream was on Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Chazal said that. Rosh Hashanah, Yosef is Yotem Ibeis Asurim. That's why that Shir Shal Yom, the Thursday Shir Shal Yom, that says Fast Layadati Eshma, that's the Shir Shal Yom for Rosh Hashanah. Because that's what Yosef told Paro in your dream. You didn't have the dream, you were al Sfas Hayor, you were al Hayor. When you told it over to me, you said, Anoche Amen al Sfas Hayor, that's not really true. So that was on Rosh Hashanah. So on Rosh Hashanah, in heaven, they make a Gmar Din for individual people and for countries, who's going to be Michi Amiyamas, who's going to be appointed to a big position, who not. And on Pesach, they don't have Malat Tvur. So they didn't say the interpretation that Yosef said. The Chartumim didn't give that interpretation because he tells him he had this dream now in Rosh Hashanah. And the Rav Shlomo Levilna's father says, well, the Chartumim knew that the Rosh Hashanah God judges individuals and nations, but he doesn't judge about the Tvuah. The Tvuah is the Pesach Nidonim Al HaTvuah. So if the dream would have been on Pesach, then they would have understood, oh, there's going to be 7 good years, then there's going to be 7 years of famine. It has to do with the Tvuah. And Yosef and Yosef said, no, the whole purpose of the dream is that you have to appoint somebody to a high position. So he didn't say appoint me, but he's explaining. It happened on Rosh Hashanah, the dream was on Rosh Hashanah, because the punchline of the dream, even though you didn't see that punchline, is you have to appoint Yerah Pharaoh, and you have to appoint someone to be in charge. So that was part of the interpretation of the dream. Why did it happen on Rosh Hashanah? Why did the dream take place on Rosh Hashanah? An interesting suggestion. He also quotes from his father, why did Yosef say one of the brothers should stay behind? What was the idea behind keeping Shimon hostage? What was that all about? So he says that Yosef wouldn't recognize Binyamin. He hadn't seen him for so many years. He was a little baby when he left. So he wouldn't recognize him. So when they're going to bring, the brothers may go back to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan. They'll hire a guy to come and make believe that he's Binyamin. He may not be Binyamin. So that's why he wanted to keep Shimon. So that when the brothers bring an individual, they're going to claim that he's Binyamin. So Yosef will take him to the prison and ask Shimon, do you recognize this guy? See, if he says, I don't know who he is. So obviously the jig is up. Obviously it's not Binyamin. He wanted to keep one of them behind because he knew he wouldn't be able to recognize him. So he wanted to keep one of the brothers behind. to check later on. Interesting suggestion. I think they quote the Medrash Pliya on the pasuk that says when they were searching for the missing goblet. So it says, "Bagodel hechel abakotn kilo." They checked in everybody's packet, and they finally found it. They found the galia b'amtachas binyamin. So they quote a Medrash Pliya. I don't think the Medrash exists. I think they said Medrash doesn't exist. Someone made up a Medrash that they didn't check everybody's bags. They only checked the Shimon's and Binyamin's. Bagodel hechel b'akotn kilo. Why only Shimon's and Binyamin's? Because the brothers said, the brothers made a kavachimer. Madach the kes on the musha b'amtu chasein hevyanu elech. We brought it back. So now we're going to steal kes of his own. We're going to steal your gavia. So yes, we said the kavachimer is good, but it doesn't apply to Shimon, because he didn't bring back any money. He was in prison the whole time. The Kalvachamah doesn't apply to Binyamin. So the Kalvachamah I accepted. I'm not going to check the other eight. He's only going to check Shimon and Binyamin. So they found it in Binyamin. I don't know. They say there is no such medrash. They made up a medrash. And they quote this chat from, I think, from the Maril Biskin or of Markayim, from somebody. One of the Rabbanim of Risk gave this suggestion.
It's in the Art
Scroll. Oh, it's in the Art Scroll? So who do they quote it from?
I don't know. It's easy to look up there.
And there is such a medrash?
Our school is good at finding sources if they're there. So we'll see if they quote.
Got to take a look in the art school. Okay. The pasuk says that Yosef had his children, v'terem tovo shnasa ro'ov. So the Gemara learns out of din from this pasuk that also the shamish mitasai, when there's a famine, when the whole world is suffering. So you're not allowed to be mishamish mitasa. Yeah. There are situations where the whole world is suffering. The Gemara in Bava Kama has a machlekes. Gemara in Bava Kama, Chulin has a lot, a machlekes, Rav Shimon and a Chachamim, where there's shchita sheniruya, shma shchita, lav shma shchita. So we don't pass on like Rav Shimon. We pass on shchita sheniruya, ish shma shchita. Whenever there's a din of shchita, let's say by Dalad Vehei, Tavachon Macha, if you shech the Shor Vaseh, you have to pay Dalad Vehei. But if you shoot the Shor Vaseh, you don't pay Dalad Vehei, only if you shech. So what if you shech it, shech it, v'nim tzis treifa. So it's, you did a good shechit, it's medam deinevel, but it's not muta b'achila. So that's called the shechit shein eruya. Shechit, that's also b'achila. That also shmo shechit or not. So when it gets to be medam deinevel, it is shmo shechit, it is medam deinevel. But yet the muta b'achila, it's not shmo shechit. What about when it gets to other dinim other than that? So it's a machloikas by Dalad Vehei. So Reb Shimon, whose opinion we don't accept, Reb Shimon learns out from the pasuk here that Yosef tells Asher al Beiso, he tells the men in charge of his home, "Iti yochluhu anoshim batzoharim." They're going to eat lunch. They're going to be eating lunch with me, and therefore tvach tevach v'hachein. You should check the behemoth properly in their presence, and they'll see that it's a shechita kshera, because these people are Jewish, they're from Eretz Knan, they only eat from kosher geshracht and flesh. So you see with tvach tevach v'hachein that the word tvicha, which is Aramaic for shechita, only applies to kosher shechita. That's the makor for Reb Shimon, that shechita sheni ruya lav shma shechita. We don't paskin like that, we paskin shechita sheni ruya ishma shechita. But the Gemara says Reb Yehuda Hanasi made a compromise, and this machlokes Satanoim, Reb Shimon and Achachamim, who were they were not the generation before Reb Yehuda Hanasi. No, it was more than one generation before. So Reb Yehuda Hanasi made a compromise, and we pass like Reb Yehuda Hanasi's compromise. But he gave the kisei hadam that only applies if it's a shechita ruya, because by kisei hadam it says if you shecht chayo of asher yeyochel. Since the two words that appear, Asher Yeachel, so that has the connotation, has to be Roy Lachil, has to be Mutta Bachil. But with respect to Osuve Ezbeno, or with respect to David Behei, there we pass them like a Chachamim the Reb Shimon. The Shechita Sheni Roy Ishmo Shechita, and the Dinim do apply. Chazal have a comment on the Medrash quotes on the pasuk when Yehuda accepts upon himself a nidui, the chatos eliyavi kol hayamim. So we understand the word kol as a ribui. Lagamantis because him says one sign koyemecha yecha mecha yecha hayamim koyemecha yecha halilos mecha yecha elamaze koyemecha yecha lohavi lemos hamashiach. So the word kol is marked as something additional. So he says v'chatasi lohavi kol hayamim means not only boilamaze, even boilamabo. He was mekabel on himself a nidui even after he dies. So that's what the Gemara says, that even after he died, he wasn't allowed to enter the Yeshiva Shalmaila to learn until Moshe Rabbeinu was Mata the Nidui. So then they let him in. There's such a concept of putting yourself in Che and Nidui, Ba'olam Hazeh and Ba'olam Haba, two different things. No, if he hasn't yet fulfilled, if he hasn't doesn't have children, it doesn't apply. So that's a shayla in Shulchan Aruch. What do you mean doesn't have children? Means he has a lot of daughters, but he doesn't have any sons. So he hasn't yet fulfilled Peru Rivi. He says mutar betash mishamito. It means no, doesn't have any children. He has children even if he didn't fulfill Peru Rivi. Also also. So that's I think that's a machloikis in Ebenezer. What the details of the din are. The Gemara just says b'shem abanim. Is the mutter of the Shamish Mitas. It doesn't explain what exactly it means.
You hold it's about a king how do you explain
Yosef's? Yeah, he only had two sons. I don't know. That's what they talk about. Yeah. The Pasuk says that when Yosef had them eating by him in his home, he had them sit habchor ki b'chor aso v'atzair ki tzair aso. So this is the Gemara discusses the list of the names of the Bnei Tzlacha appears in the Chumash twice in a different order. So why is it in a different order? So the Gemara says in Perigesh Nechlin on that Mishnah when the Mishnah talks about the Bnei Tzlacha about the Yerusha that they got. So the Gemara says that be yeshiva when it comes to a function eating at a dinner you have to be mechabedem in order of age, but when it comes to learning, so you have to honor, you have to be mechabedem in order of the learning. Who was more intelligent? Who was more learned than the other? So here the pasuk says, "Vayeshu lefanav habchor ki b'chor aso v'atzor ki tzir aso." This is a meal. It's not a meal. It's a plain thing. So you have to be mechabed the oldest one, as opposed to the more learned one. I think the Shaloh quotes from a Kabbalah source on the closing pasuk in Parshas Miketz that them alu l'shalom alavichem, that this is a remez to the Asura Harugim Malchus, that they're going to go back to alavichem means to the Baruch Shalom, your life is going to be taken away because of this Mechiras Yosef. Yeah. Shaloh quotes a lot of Kabbalah sources. This is one of them. The Gemara quotes the Pesukim when the brothers are going from Eretz Mitzrayim back to Eretz Canaan and says Vayalu, when they're going down to Egypt and says Vayerdu. So the Gemara understands from this that that's called Aliyah, that's called Yoreid, when you move to Eretz, it's called Aliyah, because Eretz Yisrael Geloyim Mikol HaRotzos. So we mentioned that Baal HaMor writes in Rosh Hashanah and Abchof, it doesn't mean that Eretz Yisrael is higher above sea level. The Swiss Alps is much higher than any location in Eretz Yisrael. It means when the Baal Shem created the world, in Sheish Yismei Bereishis, Eretz Yisrael was on top. My Nafkemina, what's on top, just for COVID. So the Baal HaMor interprets the Gemara there, and quite a few Rishonim interpret the Gemara there that is talking about the issue of the international date line, that the first Vayera Vayvoker took place in Korea. That was 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim. The Gemara is assuming that the earth is a globe and has two hemispheres. And the upper hemisphere, not western hemisphere, the eastern hemisphere, the upper hemisphere has Yerushalayim on top, has Eretz Yisrael on top. That means Gavoyim Kol HaRotzos. When the world was twirling, so the first place that it was Tzeisan Kechavim, Ayeres, Tzeisan Kechavim, was 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim, that's in Korea. So that's the beginning of all time, begins in Korea. That's the Shaila. What about Manchuria? What about Siberia? What about the eastern part of Asia? That's Taka a day behind? Or do you say no? If it's one landmass, so whatever time it is on the rest of Europe and Asia, it's going to be the same day on the eastern part of Asia. That's what the Chazon Ish Pasim is like that. Because one of the Rishonim, one of the six Rishonim we're talking about, this issue of their dateline says like that. The others don't say one way or the other about this issue. The Chazon Ish Pasim like that, because one of those Rishonim wrote like that. Rashi quotes from the Medrash that when the brothers were trying to convince the father that he should let Binyamin go, so Yehuda said, "Ain safik moisim devadai. If you'll send Binyamin, you're concerned maybe he'll karosan, maybe something will go wrong. But if we're going to stay here for sure, we're all going to die from starvation. We have no food. We're going to run out of food." So he argued, "Ain safik moisim devadai. It's a vadai sakonas nefashas for all of us. It's only a suffix, Sakonas Nefashis, for Binyamin. So you should send Binyamin." So Yehuda is arguing that he's saying that it's proper for a person to put himself into a suffix Sakonah in order to save someone else from a Vaday Sakonah. That's a big machlokes at the end of Choshen Mishpat. The three opinions. One is permitted to put himself into a suffix Sakonah, they save someone else from a Vaday Sakonah. One is prohibited. Not allowed to put yourself into a suffix sakana, even to save someone else from a vada sakana, or one is obligated to put himself. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim held that one is obligated to put himself into a, not permitted, it's not optional, one is obligated to put, there are three different opinions there. He held that you're obligated to put yourself into a suffix sakana. So that's when there was a cholera epidemic, so he insisted that those who are healthy didn't get the disease on mechuyev, they should take precautions, they should cover their face, so they shouldn't breathe in the polluted air and so on. But he thought that they're mechuyev to be in betapel and the people who are bevadai sakana. You're mechuyev to put yourself into a suffix sakana, they save someone else from bevadai sakana. So the shot is that's what Yehuda held. Maybe Yaakov Avinu disagreed. Yaakov Avinu didn't want to send Binyamin. So should we pass him like Yehuda, like Yaakov Avinu? Yeah.
Isn't Yehuda's argument that Binyamin is also everyone's going to die? I'm going to die, Binyamin's going to die, bevadai. Putting yourself in a
suffix
that kind of to save yourself.
To save yourself. Could be. Okay.
Does it matter the level of suffix? If a rogue of the doctors who treat Ebola patients catch the disease, so does that matter? It's supposed to be 10%. What's the level of suffix you're trying to
have? One could distinguish. I don't know. Good point. Should look into that. Yeah. The stories are difficult. All the stories are difficult. One of the Mefarshim points out that when the brothers come back to Egypt, so Yosef says, he says to the brother, very strange, says, "Shalom le'avicham, ha'oid avicham chai." First he says, "How's your father feeling? Is he still alive?" Shouldn't it be the reverse order? Should he say, "Is your father still alive?" And then say yes, then he say, "How's he feeling?" So they say, "Is your father alive?" He didn't ask. Because Yishtalav Cheskes Chai. That's the Mishnah Gittin. If a man sends a get to his wife, and it takes the Shliach a couple of years till he finally finds a wife, the Shliach has the right to assume the husband is still the Cheskes Chai. And he can give the get. He doesn't have to be Choshen. Maybe he died and the wife needs Chalitz. So when Yosef assumed the father was alive, so he just says, "Shalom Avichem, Oid Avichem Chai," wasn't a question. Is he still alive? He's assuming that he's still alive. So, difficult. This doesn't fit in well in the pasuk. It's a difficult pasuk. Okay. It's a difficult pasuk. It's done on Shabbos. You'll have a lot, you hear a lot on the parsha. Okay?
Regarding the question about whether one can use Pesukim as a Melitza.
Yes.
I was thinking that the Abba now and Hakadama, who is Kadosh on the Haggadah,